With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Mike Reiser. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Reviews Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. For a moment there, the horror movie was enjoying a comeback, but the new horror remake Prom Night makes it clear that the moment is over, and maybe that isn't a bad thing. There's lots wrong with Prom Night, from the weak performances to the predictable resolution, but the main problem is this. It's not good. Prom Night is about as formulaic as a teen horror movie comes. There's a psychotic killer, and of course, teens. There's also a bunch of TV-grade actors who split their time between screaming and saying, "Oh my God!" That's about as eloquent as the shallow dialogue in this movie gets. As a bonus, it's a remake, and it almost goes without saying that it makes the not-so-great original look like an Oscar-grade film. Unlike better horror movies, which are born of universal fears, Prom Night seems to be born more of a marketing guy's fear of falling behind. It plays it safe and avoids any blood, which makes the film not only not scary, but more than a little silly. Without star power or genuine shocks, there's nothing worth looking at in this movie. It's not outwardly offensive, but it's perhaps the most average horror movie ever. Even the bad guy in Prom Night is just an average Joe in an average baseball cap, averagely killing average teens. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Mike Reiser. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Reviews Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West, just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.